WOSU has been using our Curious CBUS project to answer some of your most pressing questions about the city and the region. Today, WOSU Sam Hendren responds to one question in particular. What happened to the continent, the once thriving development on Columbus's north side?
People stroll through quaint European-style streets. Others sit and dine in open-air cafes. Children watch the dancing waters of a playful fountain. This is not the continent, once Columbus's premier shopping and entertainment venue, its Easton Town Center. The continent sounds like this. The continent has fallen on hard times. If it weren't for the large number of French-themed apartments here, the continent would be dead.
The continent began in Columbus in 1972, and its heyday was really in the 70s and 80s.
The Ohio History Connection's Emmy Beach.
That was a time when people were visiting not only for retail experiences, but also for entertaining and dining experiences as well.
More than 40 years ago, the continent's developers executed a brilliant strategy in North Columbus. They created, in essence, a French village. The walkways were narrow to evoke a European feel. Apartments were 3 and 4 stories high. Cafes spilled out onto the sidewalks. The centerpiece was the French Market.
People could come and get locally made foods and shop with local vendors. And it was a really wonderful area for folks to gather.
You can find a few videos of the continent in its heyday on YouTube. They show a thriving commercial development well into the 90s. A social media posting put it this way, quote, "Truly good and unique stuff. A spice store with the biggest selection in town. Knife stores, tobacco stores, cheese stores, wine stores. Layer on top of it, cool residents and lots of nightlife. You have a happening place, really special for its time." Another writer says, quote, "I had an apartment there in the early 90s. It was really fantastic. All the young people you can imagine, live music, the gathering on Thursdays. The movies were great. Tons of people would congregate outside by the water fountain. A good time was had by all." But other shopping and entertainment venues began chipping away at the continent's popularity.
Its popularity really started to wane in the 90s, and it could be a combination of things. There was a lot of increased competition from other retail shopping areas. City Center opened up in the late 80s. That kind of pulled crowds away. We see Polaris, Tuttle Crossing, and even Easton popping up.
Beach says the layout of the continent might also have played a part in its decline.
Because the continent was set up more like a European-style market, the streets were more narrow. It was kind of a more compact shopping space, so there wasn't a lot of room to grow and change. In contrast, we see with Easton Town Center, it has a similar concept, that open-air retail, dining, shopping experience, but it's much larger, and they've had more space to experiment.
Sidewalks once filled with customers are empty now. Most retail establishments have shut down or moved on. The pastel colors of the continent's buildings have faded, and in some places they're cracked and peeling. Still, the continent had a powerful impact on the many who visited.
People have a lot of great memories, and it was really a wonderful destination for family and friends to gather on the weekends and get a new experience that they hadn't ever had before. So even though it doesn't exist in the way it once did, the memories there are still alive.
The Ohio History Connection's Emmy Beach. I'm Sam Hendren, WOSU News.